Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hillsong Worship. How are you?
Scott, it's Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. I'm in favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interview, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking with Pat Barrett today. He's the guy that wrote Good Good Father. You probably sing it at church. Hear the Way, New Horizon, we play here on SOS Radio all the time. We're doing our SOS 30-Day Challenge this month, and it's about starting our morning with Christian music and just putting the positive things in our head before all the news headlines creep in, and the relationship drama and the politics, they take attitudes hostage at work, right? So, Pat, your new song, Build My Life, is all about that.
Hey, yeah, so happy to be here to talk about it. It's so funny, like the new year, everybody has your new year, the new year's resolution talk is in the air. Yeah. And so if you've tried to go to the gym at all this week, you probably know that now. So all the newcomers, you have people like me who come in for 2 weeks and then leave. But this song for me has been one of those songs that I've worshiped to in my own, like, just personal time with God. And it's something that, especially this bridge, like, I will build my life upon your love. It's a firm foundation. Those words, like, that's actually the first thing that was written when the song was written was that bridge. And I've started to realize as I'd sing it over my own life, it gave me this sense of not just lifting my eyes in worship to God, which I love that metaphor, we lift our eyes. But what I started to realize it did was it made me lower my eyes as well. And not just sing to God, but also take a look at my life and examine some of the places that I did put a lot of trust and dependency and hope that weren't the right things. And it's not like it necessarily happens on purpose or whatever. I think life just happens. And anytime your life starts to shake and you experience change or uncertainty, or, you know, you're moving cities, you're changing jobs, you lost someone you love, when your life starts to shake, the invitation of Jesus was always that there is a solid rock and there is a firm foundation and there is a way to live where you experience things that threaten you or threaten your peace, and it's possible to still have peace.
Yeah.
So this song for me was just a reminder of that, that when life shakes, the invitation of heaven is to adjust your footing and stand on the things that truly matter.
It's called Build My Life. We're talking to Pat Barrett live on SOS Radio. We're talking to Pat Barrett on SOS Radio, and that's his brand new song. It's called Build My Life. And Pat, that reminds me of what Jesus said when he says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to us as well.
Actually, it's so funny you said that, because that for me is one of my favorite portions of scripture, because right before that, Jesus talks about, like, the normal life stuff, and he says, like, isn't life more than what you wear and what you eat? Isn't there something, like, more meaningful than the things we get caught up in and worry about a lot? And which is easy, like, part of me is like, well, Jesus, you got kids? Like, I got three kids at home, you know, you have like a mortgage. And we often convince ourselves that there's a lot more reason to worry than there really is. And when you look at life that way and you realize, like, okay, the hard things are going to happen regardless, and you have agency in the choice of saying, okay, is this circumstance going to lead me into more trust or more fear or more worry or, you know, more concern? And you start to realize when you read the scriptures that it's really, you see it all the time, it's the ball's in our court, where Jesus said, like, there's an option here.
Yeah.
Like you can chase after all these things and experience the fruit of that decision, or you can chase after the things that matter most and put certain things first and watch as those other things fall into their correct place. I think that's just a really powerful, powerful thing.
We're talking to Pat Barrett today at SOS Radio. And so you were working on staff at Grace Midtown Church in the Atlanta area. Your church had a whole lot of house churches that kind of came out of that. You guys were leading worship, doing community together throughout the week. And then your wife started challenging you, like, hey, maybe you should put out an album.
Right.
You wrote the song Good Good Father that a lot of us are singing at church. Now, but that came out of this whole house church movement.
Yeah, it was really one of those songs that, especially for our community back home at the time, it was one of those songs that when we'd sing it, I know personally for me, you just start to I started to experience so much healing for things that I didn't even realize I needed to be healed from, just singing the truth about that. At the time, I'd just become a dad, so I had my two-year-old daughter, and I'm a PK, I'm a preacher's kid. So I remember my dad having conversations with me when I was really, really young about God, and here I am now, a father for the first time, looking at my daughter, and I'm thinking through all those things, like, okay, how am I going to introduce her to the most important relationship in my life? And what we know is, like, that father word is so experiential. It's not just like, like you put an adjective in front of it. I had a good father. I had an absent father. I had a patient father. I had a, you know, a strict father. Like, that's, we leave a gap there to describe him. And I just knew, like, looking at her, she's going to use my relationship with her as her baseline for that word. And what an amazing opportunity for parents to be able to model that relationship. But also, what the song started to do in our community was bring healing to some of those relationships that were strained. People that did not have a great example or any example of a dad. And when Jesus talked about prayer, he said, when you pray, I want you to pray like this, "Our Father." Yeah. And it was always this recentering metaphor for a relationship with God. Like, he's not just any type of dad. He's like a really amazing dad who wants the best for you.
We're talking to Pat Barrett about how our view of our dad can affect our view of God if we're not careful. I'm Scott Harold on SOS Radio. And Pat, you have three kids. I know being a dad's always a challenge, but how does it challenge you to understand God as a father differently?
I wonder, I don't know if he's like me in that God hasn't slept in 7 years, but but I haven't. How is it? It's affected a lot. I think what it teaches you is especially with my kids, I'm starting to realize that how it's okay when my kids are 2 years old to be 2 years old.
Yeah.
And to see them grow. And when my daughter was two and she acted like she was two, that was like great. When she turned five and she started to learn a little more and she's acting like she was five, it was, you know, that's part of growth. And I think what it's reminded me of is, I think that God looks at us a lot of times and I think we can be really hard on ourselves for the person that we're not. And you know, you set goals and you have this idea of who you're going to be at whatever point in your life. And a lot of times God is looking at different things than we are. And when he sees our lives, he's not measuring up you up to some standard that you can't be. He's looking, encouraging us to grow and take another step and live another day at a time and learn to trust and love more deeply and be more generous and, you know, let the fruits of the Spirit, they're fruits, they're supposed to grow. Fruit grows. It's not just given. So peace, patience, love, goodness, kindness, gentleness, all those things. Mm-hmm. To grow in those things is right and good. And I think that's what it's really done for me. It's given me patience for myself. I've started to realize, like, when I do something, I'm like, man, I wish I wouldn't have said that or behaved that way or whatever. Like, I realize that the grace of God is that we would continually grow into the men and women that we're called to be. And he loves that as a father. I delight over my kids growing. They learn something new. And even, you know, even when my kids learn to walk, them falling down is not, you don't scold them for it. You say, good job, you're learning to walk. It's a part of learning to walk is falling. And so I think that idea that we're, even now as adults, we're continually growing and God is looking at us through that lens as a father is really powerful.
Well, Pat, can you play Good Good Father for us this morning live?
I can. I absolutely can.
Oh, I heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, and I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. searching for answers far and wide, but I know that we're all searching for answers only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say your word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Yes, you are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. It's a love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call. Deeper still into love. Love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Well, we're talking to Pat Barrett live on SOS Radio. And since you originally wrote Good Good Father years ago, it's been recorded by people like Casting Crowns, Zealand Worship, Big Daddy Weave, even Chris Tomlin and others. And I think so many artists wanted to record it because it sort of does something to help just restore broken relationships.
Yeah, I, as a songwriter, it never gets old, like hearing stories of how something that you were a part of writing and creating has helped somebody else like that. I hear stories all the time, and it just reminds me how important it is when we sing the truth. And we can fill our minds and hearts with a lot of things, and to fill ourselves with the truth that sets us free, truly sets us free, is, it's an honor as a songwriter to be a part of that. And then when someone comes to you and says, like, man, all those people you just named write incredible songs, yeah, and could totally sing their own songs. And to experience someone else singing your song because they so connected with it is so, like, man, it's so humbling. I can't even believe that has happened. It, like, blows my mind when you, even when you're just naming all those people that I just really look up to and respect. That just, to be able to give something to the world that's been helpful for you personally and then has had the chance to help other people in the same way is really special.
So I know you've worked a lot with Chris Tomlin, and he's helped write songs that you've been a part of, and then he's recorded your own songs. I mean, what are some of the stories that he was sharing that have come out of that movement?
He's a lot, actually. For him, like, I remember when he called me, and he was like, man, I just wanted to let you know, I just heard this song. My wife just sat me down in our car to listen to it, and my kids have been singing it inside of our house, and that was one of the things for me that really connected us, was because that was something I was singing to my kids. It was a chorus that we'd sing before bed, and And to even hear that the song was being used that way was really special. Which, and funny enough, it ended up, like, I wrote a children's book with Chris Tomlin before I ever wrote a song with him, which is hilarious. So, yeah. I mean, it hit such a deep chord in us on that level, on the family parent level, that he was like, man, what if, I think there's a book here and a way for parents to talk to their kids about God at a really young age and to really, you know, God is many things. But above all, he's a father. Like, he is a warrior. He is a healer. He is a teacher, of course. But he's a father. So it's been a joy to see the song go way outside of me and our community. It's been such an honor to see.
We're playing Blake Space live on SOS Radio with Pat Barrett. He wrote Good Good Father and The Way, New Horizon, and Build My Life that we're playing on SOS. And so here's how this is going to work. It's a fill-in-the-blank game. I have a bunch of cards right here. Here's what you're going to do. I'm going to hand you a card.
Okay.
You read it, fill in the blank, and you give me the first three things that come to mind, no matter how crazy.
This is terrifying.
They actually
are. I just choose one of these.
So any card.
Okay. I will never forget the day, oh my gosh, I will never forget the day I started high school, and my biggest debate was my gray Old Navy tech vest or my bright yellow Old Navy tech vest.
That's one.
And I went for yellow. I will never forget the day I will never forget the day I saw Charles Barkley on an airplane, and I turned to my friend behind me, and I whispered loudly within earshot of Charles Barkley, "It's that dude from Space Jam." I will never forget. I have to do a third. This is horrible.
Yeah.
I will never forget the day I was on SOS Radio Live, baby.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle. Okay. Full circle.
Let's see. Another card.
I just feel like you weeded out kind cards and you left me with hard ones.
Yeah, you know how I roll. You watch our Facebook Live videos.
I am forever changed after meeting blank. Okay, who have I met that? Well...
Charles Barkley is one.
Charles Barkley is definitely one of them. This is really hard. I'm forever changed after meeting.
Jesus doesn't count.
Why not? That would be number two. So now I have one more left. That's amazing. You just helped me so much. I'm forever changed. Who have I met? After meeting. I don't like being put on the spot. I'm going to say Scott. I'm going to say you again.
You should have said Chris Tomlin. It would have sounded
well, no,
more
that was, that was, no, no. Scott, you. Give me another card.
All right, one more.
These are hard on the spot.
I'll let you just pick the one right there.
Okay,
for the last one.
Okay.
Bonus round.
Ooh, I like this. I had a personal breakthrough when I started to give myself grace.
Okay.
I had a personal breakthrough when Meg and I in our marriage, we decided that we cannot talk about anything serious after 9 o'clock.
That's a good rule.
Honestly, because you start getting tired and you're like, you know. Another one. I had a personal breakthrough when I decided to start taking songwriting. When I stopped thinking about it as just a hobby, and I started to really realize it was more than a hobby for me. It was something, I don't even mean it became a job. I mean, this was something I cared about enough to really want to develop and pour myself into.
All right. Thanks for coming in today, Pat Barrett.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you.
We'll post this in the podcast a little later today if you want to share it with some friends. But thanks for coming in today and spending some time with us. Have fun with the rest of the day in Vegas.
I will.
Three buffets. I think you can do all three in the next 12 hours.
Amen.
SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.